Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed.
Good morning. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Good morning and welcome to the Sunday morning inspiration session. This is your Tears to Breakthrough Sunday morning inspiration session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's a beautiful Sunday morning. I'm so happy that you are here. And this morning I just want to talk to you a little bit about your purpose. You know, because God has an amazing plan and purpose for your life, amen. And I know sometimes we get lost in that thought. You know, you might have had some visions and dreams and life happened, and then you kind of allowed those things to lay dormant inside of you. But God is saying, no, it's time to rise up this morning and it's time to fulfill that dream and that purpose, amen. And, you know, and I know that some of you are feeling rejected and neglected this morning. Some of you are feeling like you're, like almost as if you're invisible and nobody sees you. Well, guess what? God says, I see you. I see you. And not only do I see you, but know that I am hiding you. I am hiding you to protect your destiny, because there are some people out there that want to kill, steal, and destroy the vision that I have placed on the inside of you. And so God is actually hiding you while he prepares you. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning, how God is hiding you while he prepares you. And so while we prepare for our morning praise and worship, I just want you to ponder that thought. He's hiding you. And that's why some people see you and some people don't. And some people actually see you, but they pretend like they don't, right? And you're feeling all of the emotions that come with that thing. I understand. I can relate. I've been there, and so I get it. I get it. That's why the Lord laid this on my heart today, to share this message with you. And we're going to talk about Esther today, Queen Esther, right? Because you are royalty, and you need to know that you are royalty today. Right, and God has not forgotten about you and your purpose. Amen. And so what I want to do right now, I just want you to take a deep breath and breathe in all the blessings of God. Just breathe in everything that is of God right now, and then breathe out anything that doesn't look like him. Breathe out anything that doesn't feel like him. Breathe out anything that's in your mind, that negative chatter that doesn't sound like him. Breathe that out this morning. Amen. And just let's meditate on the truth of God. Amen. Here we go. We're going to breathe. We're going to breathe. We're going to breathe. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Here we go. Here we go.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. The very air we breathe, he gave it to us. We didn't buy it. Come on, tell us. Come on, lift your hands to him and tell us. It's your presence, Lord, your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say, spoken. This is the part that I love to declare. It says, it's, and now, listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here you just don't want him, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have him. Sing it to him again. And now, I'm lost without you, Jesus. Lord, I was lost, God, once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you are. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Spoken to me, Jesus. Spoken to me. And if you're desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him. I'm desperate for you, Jesus. But if you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell them together. And I thank you, Jesus. I'm lost without you, Lord. Come on, Lord Jesus. We're lost without your presence. We need to have you there, Lord. Come on, sing it again. And I. I need you, Lord. if you realize that you're nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the Ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He is. Come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given.
This is the air I breathe.
Come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, sing it.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the air I breathe. We're going to breathe in the Ruach breath of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes it just helps to take a moment and just breathe in. Just take a deep breath, a few deep breaths. Breathe in at least three times and just breathe in all the blessings of God and breathe out all of that stuff that's just negative and keeping your mind boggled with and overwhelmed. We just got to breathe that stuff out. Amen. And so good morning if you just joined us. This is your Tears to Breakthrough morning, Sunday morning inspiration session. I am your host, the Purpose Pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson. And today we're going to be talking about how God is preparing you. He's preparing you, family. He's preparing you for greater. He's preparing you for that purpose that's laying dormant on the inside of you. He's preparing you for that vision and dream that he has placed on the inside of you. He's preparing you. And I know that some of you are stressing right now because you're feeling left behind. You're feeling overlooked. You're feeling rejected. I've been there. I know what that feels like. But God is like, listen, son, listen, daughter, I have not forgotten you. I see you. When others don't see you, I see you. Not only do I see you, but I have hidden you. He's hidden you. He's hidden some of you to protect that destiny, to protect your destiny, to protect that vision and that dream that he has placed on the inside of you. Because, you know, all of us have a unique assignment on this earth, and God wants to protect that assignment because the enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy it. And so what he does sometimes, he will send different people in and out of your life to distract you from the vision, to distract you from the mission, to distract you from your assignment. And sometimes he does that through manipulation, the spirit of manipulation. Sometimes he does that through the spirit of rejection, right? And then it leaves you feeling bad about yourself. It leaves you feeling inadequate and not enough. But I'm here to tell you this morning that you are enough. You are not inadequate. You are not inadequate. But God is preserving you. He's preparing you. He's hidden you to protect your destiny today. And you just need to declare that God is hiding you right now. You're in a place where he's preparing you to fulfill that destiny, but he has to hide you from some people who the enemy has sent to destroy your destiny. Amen. And so that's what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about Queen Esther. Amen. We know Queen Esther. We are going to, ladies, we're starting our virtual retreat on Friday, the 26th. It's coming up. And leading into that retreat, we're going to be doing the Like Esther Challenge, and that's starting tomorrow. And so today I just thought it was fitting to talk about Esther today. Amen. And so Esther, you know, we know Esther, her story, she was an orphan. She was an orphan, but she was the woman who actually ended up saving her nation from genocide. She ended up saving saving her nation from genocide. And so even though she was an orphan, you know, and ended up being raised by her cousin, you know, she didn't have parents. And so if you can only imagine what that's like. You know, I mean, I know I don't have my parents now, and I'm an adult, but to actually lose your parents at a young age, right? And so I'm sure she felt rejected and neglected at times. I'm sure she felt lonely at times. But, you know, God prepared her for such a time as this. God prepared her because ultimately her destiny was to save her nation from genocide. And so God has a purpose and a plan for you as well. And so he's preparing you. This is your preparing season. This is your season of preparation, right? And so now Esther, the name Esther itself is an indication as to how she led her life, right? We know that she was an orphan, right? But her name, Esther, it's an indication as to how she led her life and fulfilled her purpose. You know, the root of Esther, that name Esther in Hebrew is Hester, meaning hidden. Woo, I'm going to say that again. The root word, the root of Esther in Hebrew is Hester with the meaning hidden, right? So Esther was hidden for a season, amen? She was hidden, right? And so these days, you know, we think we have to show everything. We got to tell everything. We got to show everything, tell everything, get everybody involved in everything. God is like, nope, that's not it. That's not it. We got to share everything. God's like, no, everything is hidden for the right time. Everything is hidden for the right season. So God has to prepare you for what's to come. And so everything is about, you know, outward show with many of us. And no one wants to be behind the scenes, right? You know? And so God is saying, some of you have to be behind the scenes for a season because I'm preparing you. I'm building you up for what's to come. Amen? And so the name meaning Esther. Let's talk about Esther. Esther was the Persian name of this descendant of the descendant of Benjamin, and it came from Aster, A-S-T-E-R, meaning a star, and it implies like Venus, that of good fortune, right? So we refer to the star of hope. Right? And the star of joy, the star of, you know, superiority, right? And Esther was all these things, right? And so her name was changed from Hadassah to Esther. You know, many of us know that, which says that she had style and beauty. Esther had style and beauty, which was, you know, with this Persian queen. She was a Persian queen. She ended up becoming a Persian queen. So this Persian queen was famous for style and beauty, right? I mean, I love to be stylish, right? Many of you love to be stylish, right? And so this Persian queen was known to have beauty and style. So there's nothing wrong with that, right? But, you know, she is revealed as a woman of clear judgment. So she always had clear judgment, right? She was a woman of self-control, right? She was a woman that was capable of the noblest self-sacrifice, because she sacrificed her life for her people, right? Again, many of us know this. She was a strong-minded woman. We know that she was a strong-minded woman who understood the importance of seeking divine guidance in times of difficulty. And you can find that in Esther 4:15-17. Amen? And so she was many things. She had many attributes that helped her fulfill her purpose, her destiny. She was reserved. She was modest. She was quiet. She was humble. She was self-controlled. Amen. She was chosen for her exceptional beauty. And yet, it was actually what the king did not see that attracted Esther. So it actually, the things that he saw within her was in her, right? Yes, she was beautiful. But that actually was not the reason that the thing that actually attracted the king to her. From the beginning of Esther's involvement with the king, it was clear that he was attracted to a depth, the depth. She had depth to her. How many of us know that it's not enough to just be beautiful on the outside? It's not enough to just wear nice clothes. And let me tell you, I love fashion. I love nice clothes. But your outward show, it's not enough. So ladies who are single and you need a man, you're looking to be married one day, know that you have to have depth to you. You know, you have to have substance to you. Amen. And so, in addition to beauty, Esther had substance. And so it was that substance that the king was attracted to within her. He saw substance. He saw depth. And it is through this that she is ultimately able to maneuver what needed to be done to save her people. Amen. And so Esther was able to approach the king directly, even though he hadn't called for her. And so that was a very dangerous thing. Amen. She knew that she was taking a risk. She knew that he could have had her killed for her lack of obedience. But she also knew that it was necessary, and she knew that God would protect her. Amen. And so there are so many things that I love about Queen Esther. And I love the fact that even though Esther needed to act on her own, right, just like some of us, you know, God is calling you to some things, and initially we have to, sometimes we got to go it alone because we just don't have people around us to support us. And so even though Esther needed to act on her own, she never felt that she was a one-woman show. Now, that's for somebody out there, because God is never calling us to be a one-woman show or a one-man show. Absolutely not. Obviously, there are going to be seasons that we may have to go it alone because, you know, again, part of it is because God is preparing us. God might have to hide us from some things, right? He has to prepare you and send the right people in your life. And so that's for a season. But at some point, other people will be involved. You know, we have to allow God to send the right people and pray and have discernment about the right people. So even though Esther needed to act on her own, she never felt that she was a one-woman show. And that is so important to understand. And so she knew that she was given a mission and was chosen as a vessel. And that's what we are. We're chosen as a vessel. We are a vessel. God is using us. And so she knew that it was not something that she could feel that she didn't need to help, need help from others, because she knew she needed help from others. She absolutely needed help from others. And so not only did she consult throughout with Mordecai for advice and direction, but before she approached the king, now you need to listen to this, before she approached the king, she asked the entire Jewish people to fast and pray for her success, right? And so it's important that we have people around us that we can say, listen, I have this job interview coming up. You know, I'm doing this business deal. You know, I'm starting my own business. I'm starting my new ministry, and I need you to fast and pray with me. I need you to pray for me. I need you to be able to fast and pray for me, you know, and then have those people rallying around you to do that. And so Esther knew that that was important. She understood that that was important. And so if you have people around you that can't pray for you, people that are not, you know, celebrating you, people that are, you know, trying to talk you down from your destiny, those are not the right people. And so it's okay to go it alone for a season and allow God to send you the right people, because you want people in your circle that can pray for you, people in your circle who can cheer you on, people in your circle that can say, girl, you know, you got that job interview coming up. I stand in the gap for you. I'm going to pray for you. I come in agreement with you concerning you getting that job, or concerning you starting your ministry, or concerning you, you know, starting your own business or whatever, or getting married, or having a baby, or whatever the case may be. Allow God, the Holy Spirit, to give you discernment on who those people are. And so many times we have to, in order to fulfill our destiny, we have to get some people out of the way, because they're just holding us back. Amen. And so as a queen, Esther knew, she understood the true meaning that the only way to rule is not when you control others, but when you represent them. You get what I'm saying? And so she didn't abuse her position, right? She didn't misuse her position. She didn't abuse her position. She understood that, you know, she wasn't going to operate, because sometimes we get, especially, well, I don't want to just say women, because I've seen men do it too, but sometimes we get so on our high horse, we operate in the spirit of manipulation, which is a form of witchcraft. Amen. We want to control people. That is a spirit of witchcraft. Amen. You are not, God is not calling you to control anybody. Amen. No, that's witchcraft. That's the spirit of witchcraft. And so as Queen Esther, she understood the true meaning that the only way to rule is not when you control others, but when you represent them. And so she represented her people well. Amen. Amen. And so I want you to hold on to that thought. What I want to do right now is I am going to go to a commercial break, and when I come back, we're going to continue. But I want you to think about that, because when God positions us, you know, he doesn't want us to control anybody. That's not your job, to control anybody. You're not God. Amen. And many times, if we're not careful, that spirit of manipulation will take place, take root, amen, and that's a form of witchcraft, amen. I just have to put it out there, amen. So anyway, we're going to a commercial break. I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. Amen? Amen.
Hey, twin, what are you doing?
I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause.
This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause.
Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits?
Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me.
I love guilt-free shopping.
Wow, they even offer personal shopper services?
Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in.
What is their contact info?
You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-Watson.
All right, I am back. I am back. That is Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause, where we promote guilt-free shopping. You can shop with a purpose and for a cause. That is my business with my 11-year-old granddaughter, Layla. That's my business partner. I'm teaching her entrepreneurship. And we support women in crisis, women that have to start all over again. They might have been in an abusive relationship, and they may need to start all over again, so they may need to go to a shelter. You know, we also support some youth-related nonprofits and breast cancer research and all of that good stuff. So shop with us, amen, and support a woman in crisis, amen. Layla Simone, Shop for a Cause. And so today we are talking about Esther, Queen Esther, and how, she had it going on. She had it going on. I love the story of Queen Esther, right? And so as, right before the commercial break, I was talking about how, you know, she did not have that control issue. Sometimes we have these control issues where we think we have to control everything and everybody. And so what, when we do that, many times we open the door for the enemy to come in, and that spirit of manipulation and that spirit of control, which ultimately is witchcraft, right? And so Queen Esther, she understood the true meaning that, you know, the only way to rule is not to control others, but to represent them and represent them well, right? And especially as followers of Christ, we're supposed to represent Christ, amen, and we're supposed to represent him well, right? We're not supposed to rep ourselves, right? No, we're supposed to represent Christ, amen. You know, sometimes I think we're so focused on representing ourselves, we forget about Christ in us, the hope of glory, amen. And so while Esther is being prepared, because she had to go through a preparation period, right? She had to be prepared, right? Just like God is preparing you right now for what's to come. So Esther remained hidden for the purpose of being able to be seen. I'm going to say that again. Esther remained hidden for the purpose of being able to be seen. And when she was able to be revealed, right, she was not seen as just a woman with a nice body for others to use and abuse. Absolutely not. That was not what God prepared her for. But she was being prepared to fulfill her purpose. So she became queen. She became a heroine. She saved her people. Amen. There was behind what she was doing. She wasn't just doing, you know, flaunting herself in front of a man just to be seen. No. There was purpose behind everything that she did, right? And she was one who represented her people well, you know. She had a call on her life. She had a mission. She had an assignment. And so she carried out that assignment, but, you know, again, she was had to go through a period of preparation, right? And so many of you have felt left behind or left out and rejected and neglected. I get it. I understand. You know, I've been there. And let me just tell you something. There are seasons in our lives where God will hide us from those people who want to kill our destiny, right? And so we have to stop waiting for people to affirm us. We have to stop waiting for people to give us permission to do what God has already given you permission to do. God has already told you what to do. Some of you, he's already given you instruction as to what to do, and you're still waiting for permission. God has already given you permission to carry out the vision, to carry out the dream, to carry out that assignment that he has placed on the inside of you. And so we have to stop waiting around, and many times I think we wait and we use that as an excuse, that waiting. I'm waiting for God. I'm waiting for this. I'm waiting for that. No, you need to go ahead and pray and ask God, you know, what's next? What should I do next? What is it that I should do next? What steps should I take? Who should I connect with? Send the right people my way to help me to do this thing, right? You know, because that vision that God gave you is for you to carry out. It's for you to carry it out. He did not give those people, the other people, the vision. He gave it to you. And so you have to nurture the vision. You have to protect the vision. Right? God didn't give it to them. He gave it to you. So it is your responsibility to carry that dream out, to carry out the vision, to carry out that assignment as God is preparing you. He's preparing you. He's not going to just let you out there, you know, not ready. When God puts you out there, you're going to be ready. So allow the preparation period. It's a process. He's preparing you. He's preparing you. And so right now, while you feel like you're lonely, you're alone, nobody's supporting you, that is all part of the preparation period. God is hiding you to protect that destiny. Yes, to protect your destiny. And just know that all of our gifts and talents are not our own, but they are tools that God allows us to use on earth for his glory. He wants us to use our talents and our gifts for his glory. You know, God allows us to use these gifts. You know, he also says that our gifts will make room for us. And so when God begins to allow those gifts to make room for you, excuse me, he's making room for his purpose and his glory. It's not about you. The mission, the vision is bigger than you. That assignment is bigger than you. Amen? Especially in these last days, God is calling so many people into so many different types of ministries and businesses, and a lot of them are very unique. They're things that have never been done before. And so a lot of people are skeptical, and a lot of people are looking like, well, what is that? Because I've never seen that before. And that's because we're in the last days, and there's going to be a lot of things that you've never seen before. And so God is saying, go with it anyway. Do it anyway. Do it afraid. I know you're afraid, but do it anyway. I have prepared you for such a time as this. Step out on faith. Step out on faith today. Amen. Think about Queen Esther. Think about it. And so God has been preparing you for such a time as this. But also know that just like God is preparing you, the enemy is also setting traps for you. The enemy is not happy. The enemy will try to keep you in a state of confusion. He will try to keep you stressed out and feeling less than, like you're not enough. The enemy's sole job is to kill, steal, and destroy you and your purpose and that vision that God has given you, that mission, that assignment. Don't let them do it. Make a resolve today that you're going to carry that vision out, that you're going to spend time in prayer and allow the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth, guide you into the things that you don't understand, right? He will reveal all of those things in time, and God's timing is always the best timing, not our timing, God's timing. God's timing is the best timing. Amen. And so I pray that this encourages you this morning. Ladies, get ready. Get prepared for our virtual retreat. Tomorrow morning you will be receiving your, we will be starting our Esther Challenge, our Like Esther Challenge. Amen. And so I'm just so excited about the retreat, and I'm just so excited about all the ladies who have registered, and I'm getting excited because God is going to do some major breakthrough this week. Amen. Into next weekend, your life will never be the same again. And so what I want to do right now, I just want to pray us out because I do still have a lot of work to do to prepare for this week. Amen. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, this morning. Hallelujah. It's a great morning, Lord God, and we thank you for this morning, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us to see another day, Lord God. We thank you that your mercies are new every day, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for purpose, Lord God. I thank you for visions and dreams, Lord God. I thank you that like Esther, Lord God, we are royalty, Lord God, and we are in a preparation period, Lord God. And even though some of us feel left behind, even though some of us feel inadequate, Lord God, even though some of us feel overlooked, Lord God, you are hiding us, Lord God. You are hiding us and protecting us so that you can protect our destiny, Lord God. Hallelujah. From those who don't mean us any good, Lord God, for those who have been assigned to attack the assignment that you have given us on this earth, Lord God. And so I come against any spirit of manipulation, any spirit of sabotage, Lord God. Hallelujah. Any spirit of mind control, Lord God. Anything that the enemy has sent, any traps that the enemy has sent to stop us from our purpose, to stop us from our destiny, I come against it now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that you are preparing us. You're preparing us for that perfect time, Lord God. Your timing is the best time, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for destiny today. We thank you for destiny today, Lord God. We thank you for preparing us for such a time as this, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We just want to honor you this morning, Lord God. We just want to lift you up, Lord God. We want to glorify you this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. And finally, Lord God, I speak a third John blessing over everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray above all things that we will prosper, that we will be in health, even as our soul prospers in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you need to reach me, you can reach me via email at tearsinabottle8@gmail.com. That's tearsinabottle8@gmail.com. And I will see you next week. God bless. You know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. Hold your head up high. Stay positive, right? Stay positive. God bless you. I will see you next time. And don't forget to share this broadcast out to others. God bless. Remember, God is hiding you, and he's preparing you for the right time. He's protecting you, amen, so that your destiny is not tainted, amen, that your destiny is not distorted, so that your destiny is not being destroyed, amen. God bless you. I love you so much. As much as I love you, God loves you more. I'll see you next time right here on the Tears of Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. This is your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson. You have a great, marvelous week. Ladies, I will see you at our retreat. God bless. God bless. Here's Howard Hewitt.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.